Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
An Erio's original.
Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this special mailbag episode of The Alarmist. With us today, we have producer Clayton Early.
Hello, hello.
And fact checker Chris Smith.
Hi.
How are we doing today, you guys?
I feel great. I feel really nice and excited.
Is everyone excited for the holidays? Anything alarming you about this upcoming holiday season?
Well, I had a thought last night that I talked about with you, Rebecca. I don't know if this is cause for alarm, but the holidays don't really do it for me. And I guess what I mean by that is I don't feel... You know how people talk about feeling some kind of warmth or something during
Merry and bright.
Merry and bright and the joy of the Christmas season?
I don't know
if it's just that maybe I feel it, but it goes away quickly, or maybe I feel it, but I just don't recognize it.
Or maybe your heart is a rock.
Sounds like you're turning into an Ebenezer.
I am
we need
not
some
a
ghosts
Scrooge,
of Christmas like, past to come visit you.
I think an Ebenezer is anti-joy. I'm not anti-joy. I'm just...
numb.
During the Christmas season doesn't give me any more joy than I experience on any other given day.
You're so hashtag blessed that... Well,
every day is just so golden for Chris. So
when your name is Chris Smith, every day is Christmas.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like too much of a good thing for you. So it doesn't stand out from the rest.
Perhaps. My life is just one big Christmas present. So.
Well, your name is Chris Smith. So Christmas.
Maybe you got to focus on smaller things, not like the whole of it.
Because
I find that there's little things about Christmas that you revisit each year and the memory of having done it previously that helps build on that warmth on the tradition. Like maybe it's just a simple, a specific ornament that you hang every year on the tree. Maybe it's just the tree. Maybe it's remembering when you got that gift from Rebecca 5 years ago and where you were in life and what was important and happy then and how it's changed.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Incorporate some nostalgia into your
That's what Christmas is. It's all nostalgia.
Yeah. Well, that's I a think. Good note. That's a good note. I can take that note. That's an actionable note.
Mm-hmm. And let us know how it goes this year. We'll check in after the
we'll,
new year.
We'll tune in live on Christmas morning for an update.
Should I Instagram live yes. my waking up on Christmas morning and just this sort of joy? It's a joyful, I'll wake up very joyful, but it'll be a standard joy, a standard unrelated to Christmas joy.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca, you've got your work cut out for you. You have to inject some joy into this, man.
We'll see.
Good luck. Good luck. That's your alarm. Worry about that.
Just yeah, I'm alarmed about all the pressure that's being put on my shoulders to make this a really happy holiday season. Yeah. You know, traveling. That's what travel. We're gonna go see family this season, which is gonna be very different than our last holiday, which we were home, you know, nestled in our cozy, you know, home. Now we're going to be out in the airport. Get on a plane.
Hustle, bustle, Christmas.
Don't be late. It's Look stress.
Out. Where are your bags? Do you have to pee?
The fun part is like that'll all be happening, but there'll just be Christmas music playing in the background. So it'll be the illusion like this is all happy, fun times. But really, right. the chaos is just simmering underneath all of that happy music.
It's a constant home alone. It's like Home Alone on loop.
Speaking of which, I'm going to see Home Alone tonight at the Walt Disney Concert Hall with the Philharmonic playing the score live as we watch. And I'm so excited.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds like an epic evening. That's what the holidays should be about.
Maybe you need the LA Philharmonic to come and play Christmas music on Christmas morning Christmas for morning. You in your house, Chris, and that will be really exciting for you.
Clayton, do we have the budget for that?
Yeah. We'll make it happen.
Okay.
Can I come over, please?
How much, how many tips have we gotten from Acast recently? I'd be able to restring one string on one violin, but I don't know about the whole Philharmonic.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we get to talking about some of these, you know, messages we've gotten from our listeners recently.
Okay.
Here's a fun one. It says, greetings from a newer fan. Hello, Alarmist crew. I'm a relatively recent arrival to the podcast, and I'm working my way through the backlog all the way from the beginning. I discovered it through the big one, so shout out to producer Amanda for that. I'm still a few months behind, so there's a chance this has already been brought up by someone else and discussed in the interim, but I had a potential culprit for the Harvey Milk assassination that didn't make your board, the Vietnam War. It's no secret that the end of the war was a major blow to certain sectors of the American psyche, and as we've seen with the end of the war in Afghanistan, its specter still looms large for some. And I think it was a major amplifier at the time for the kind of cultural panic slash entitlement you guys were talking about in the episode. Also, Dan White was a Vietnam vet, and Harvey Milk's own history with the military could have added another level to Dan's disdain for him. Would it have gone to jail? Probably not, but it was a thought that occurred to me as I was listening, and I thought it tied in pretty nicely with what you ultimately decided. A side effect of binging the show is that I do often find myself idly trying to think of tragedies you guys could cover. So I love him saying it's a side effect. Potential side effects include one local to me would be the Halloween 1963 Indianapolis Coliseum explosion. And there are also a couple that could be interesting from a world you may not be too familiar with, the world of professional wrestling, the accidental death of Owen Hart, and the Chris Benoit murders. Benoit?
I think Benoit.
Who should go to jail in the later feels obvious, but there's fertile ground there for discussion of contributing causes, I think. Anyway, I'm really enjoying the podcast, so thank you for that. I look forward to someday being completely caught up, yet I simultaneously dread not having another episode ready and waiting for me. Oh, well. Best, Eric Hawkins. So we should definitely put those up on the list, Clayton.
Doing that now as we speak.
I think that Eric brings up a great point about the Vietnam War. And it actually made me think of a past guest expert we had Elizabeth Ballou. Do you remember?
Yes.
We had her for
the Oklahoma City bombing.
Oklahoma City bombing, exactly. And she wrote a book, and I actually, like a lot of our guest experts, I always do a little bit of research on them afterwards. And I actually bought the Bring the War Home, Elizabeth's book, Bring the War Home, the White Power Movement in Paramilitary America, which is like fascinating. And she really focuses on the Vietnam War and the way that the soldiers and the veterans blamed the government after the Vietnam War, and they felt a sense of, you know, betrayal. And I think the American people, by proxy, kind of felt those things too. So I think Eric makes a great point about Dan White and the Vietnam War.
Uh-huh.
And I would point him to that book, because it goes into detail about that. And again, it's Elizabeth Ballou, Bring the War Home. It's
interesting.
Pretty dense. Some of it was a little...
Well, she's so smart.
She's super smart. But it is very, very interesting thinking about drawing the parallels there.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, there a recommendation for Eric. Actually, Chris, could I borrow that book?
It's on our Audible account that we both share.
Okay.
So you already technically own it. If you want, I can sort of mime taking it off a shelf and hand it to you.
Okay, we'll
want.
Do that later. But definitely a good point that we should have put the Vietnam War up on the board. Now, here's another thing I wanted to discuss. This is an article I came across. You know how when we did the little alarms, I brought up this case about the couple and their baby and a dog who had gone on a hike and they didn't know why they had died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a follow-up article, actually came out a month ago. So it turns out they were found dead on a hike, killed by extreme heat.
Yep.
So that just an update on that. The death of the couple, their daughter and their dog during a hike in Sierra National Forest had baffled investigators for months. And it was decided that they were killed by extreme heat and probable dehydration, law enforcement officials announced on Thursday, providing some answers to the mystery. And then I actually did read another. Okay, so this is some of the details behind it. The trail on August 15, temperatures were as high as 109 degrees that day, and the majority of the 8-mile trail was had little shade or trees.
Yes, that's and I read that same article, and I thought what was so crazy about it is that when they started out on the hike, it wasn't like the temperature spiked.
Yes, it was like 72.
It like went crazy, and so they were just truly. It's one of those things where you just assume or get used to like nature will cooperate, but no, like that's the thing where it's like, oh, how can you expect a 50 degree jump in temperature
or third,
whatever it was.
And another thing they stated in this article, as we've talked about multiple times, is that heat related deaths are extremely difficult to investigate. So usually they are, you know, they'll say the cause of death is something different. So a heart attack or something like that, because you can't.
Because the heat really is causing your body to react in some way. So it's not like obviously like, oh, heat killed him.
Yeah. And I read another article, I think that came out even more recently. It was that they suspect the baby had died first and the mom was trying to find help. So she separated, was found fairly close to the rest of the family, but she went out to kind of try and get help. Just such a terrible tragedy, but just wanted to bring that up because there was an update, and we had said, you know, that it could have been this bacteria that was in the water that they had drank, but it was actually not that. There was no signs that they had had any of that bacteria in their bodies.
Okay. Important to wait for the facts.
I think
in this day and age, especially when people are so quick to want to make a comment on these news stories, it's really important to wait for the facts to come in. I think part of what we like to do here at The Alarmist, when we think about history, we give it enough time. And, mm-hmm. you know, even in historical accounts, you're not, you know, you're hard to tell what the straight story is. But, you know, always good to wait.
Always good to wait. Chris Smith said it right here.
I have said other things too, but I, you know, I think that that's like an okay thing to be remembered
but I'm
by.
With you.
If that's what I go, if that's.
You got to let things settle. Before you start placing blame, you got to let things settle.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Wait, then investigate.
Boom.
Then blame. Wait, investigate, blame.
Wait, blame. Can something rhyme though? Wait, investigate. Put him in the gate. That's the jail.
Lock the
investigate,
gate.
Then, yeah,
lock the gate.
Wait, investigate, make an inmate, lock the gate.
Ooh, I like inmate because it doesn't rhyme with gate. Wait, investigate, find that inmate.
Lock the gate.
Lock the gate. Don't forget to lock it. Or you have a free inmate you just must. Running around.
How many Alarmy members did we just lose coming up with that little rhyme?
That took us 5 minutes.
I'm done with this one. This is weird. This is going to take them a while.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, this is another message from our listener, Courtney. And Courtney says, "Hi, Alarmist Podcast. My name is Courtney. I've been listening to your podcast for about 6 months. This podcast is so amazing. Please, please keep making it. I listen to it every day when I'm working at school. I have a few ideas for future episodes. I don't know if that's allowed, but I'll put it out there." It's allowed, Courtney.
It's allowed.
Number one, The Alarmist, Who's to Blame? The actual show. Possibly you could examine how the Alarmist podcast came to be. I have yet to listen to the first Alarmist episode, Who's to Blame episode, but I was thinking this episode should go more along the lines of how the Alarmist podcast as a whole was thought of, and you could put things and slash people up on the board and then cross them off and have this the one single thing that led you to create the Alarmist.
Okay. Rebecca, you're
really
on the board.
I really want to know.
You're on the board, Rebecca.
Now, another recommendation was Amazon, Who's to Blame? This one could go through why Amazon became such an overbearing giant that it is today, and go into detail about things that contributed to its growth and why Jeff Bezos was so successful.
I like that.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. The let's put that one up.
That would be a very interesting one for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And final recommendation from Courtney is the Emoji Movie.
And she starts off with, I mean, come on.
This movie was so incredibly hyped up, and then it crashed and burned right in front of your eyes. Right now, it sits at a depressing 7% on Rotten Tomatoes. I personally was very excited for this movie, expecting something along the lines of Wreck-It Ralph. Thank you, Courtney.
Now, I think that's a good point, Courtney. 7% is bad. I didn't watch the Emoji Movie, but it sounds like it was really bad. But I have to call into question your level of expectation for a movie that is about what is essentially just little faces that you put in text messages. Now, I mean,
listen,
of course,
this also begs the question. Yeah. Age, I mean, for the younger generation, emojis right. are much
emojis
more prominent.
Are life.
They're
yeah.
more prominent than they are
That's
for
true.
Us dinosaurs.
Oh, geez. Gosh.
So you just aged yourself, Chris.
I totally aged myself. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Courtney, I was totally underwhelmed by the Emoji Movie, too. Me and my friends rock those emojis all the time.
And you were expecting a hit.
I was expecting a hit. We're totally on the same page, Courtney, and we're probably even the same age.
I love that. Let's put that up on the list of upcoming episodes. And now there was a message here from one of our listeners, Lisa Oliveto. And Lisa messaged us on Instagram. And this is regarding Marianne Cotton. Lisa says, I just listened to the latest episode on Marianne Cotton, and Munchausen syndrome by proxy came to mind.
All right. Mm-hmm.
It is a rare mental health problem in which a caregiver makes up or causes an illness or injury in a person under his or her care, such as a child or an elderly adult. The goal of the person causing the illness or death is usually to get attention or garner sympathy from others. Considering Mary didn't get a whole lot of money from the life insurance policies, I wonder if she had this syndrome. It is clear that there was mental illness involved, says Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Did we talk about Munchausen by proxy?
Not on this episode.
We didn't mention
that. I don't think we did.
No.
Yeah.
But we have talked about it in our previous episode.
Right. We have talked about
Now I'm blanking.
Yeah,
what was the name? It's the one where they made that movie about it too.
Oh, the mother who was basically had that with her daughter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the daughter and the boyfriend killed her.
The daughter and the boyfriend killed her. Yes,
right,
correct.
Right.
I'm blanking.
I'll look it up.
Kimmy was our guest. Kimmy Gatewood.
You know how I'm going to get there?
What?
Patricia Arquette.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard case.
There you go. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was going to go Patricia Arquette on IMDb because she played the mom
in
the Hulu.
I just looked up Alarmist Kimmy Gatewood.
Okay, there we go.
So there you go. Yes, totally possible. Probably, you know, big oversight. We could have put that up on the board. She definitely didn't, like Lisa stated, get much money from the deaths, and so it could be assumed that what she did get was attention.
I agree. Yeah, there was obviously something going on, and you do wonder with that arsenic, like our guest expert said, that the arsenic can make you sick and you don't always know the right dosage.
Right.
And so, you know, maybe what Marianne Cotton was driven by, which is something that still eludes us, I think, we don't know, but one thing that it could have been is just getting her victims sick first so they can remain in her care. So definitely maybe should have thought about that, but I guess there's just not enough information. We just didn't have the deets.
Yeah. But it's an understandable assumption.
Yes. And thank you to
Lisa. It deserves a place,
Lisa.
Yes.
On that board.
So another, this is a really good one. This message came on Instagram, via Instagram, from @schoolyc. And I'm not sure what their name was. But the message goes, Rebecca and crew, this is my son, Jack. And there's a photo of her son, Jack. One of your biggest
absolutely adorable
fans.
Kid. Just picture the most adorable kid you've ever seen.
Well, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to post this picture of Jack because I asked her for permission once this episode came
out. It's illegal now. You can't retweet pictures of other people without their permission on Twitter. So you do have to get their permission.
Yeah, I did get her permission. Yeah. It's super cute. So check out the shirt because he's wearing an alarmist shirt. Mm-hmm. he has listened to every alarmist podcast and has gotten us into it. In fact, I created an entire history lesson around your podcast format in my American studies class. My students loved it. You're bringing humor, history, and critical thinking together to help us think and laugh. Thank you and your crew for the energy and time you put into this. You've made our lives a little better, and you've helped make Jack a rock star on our Quiz Bowl team. Carry on, kids.
If nothing else, if somebody can win a pub quiz night on this.
Because of us?
Because of us.
That's an accomplishment.
That is an accomplishment. That is a feather in the cap.
This is a great picture. There's like a tray of delicious, those like peanut butter cookies with chocolates in them. And the shirt is the alarmist emblem. And he's got a great winning smile. Like that's a true fan right there.
I know. And in my mind, he's listening to the podcast while he's making these cookies.
Because he has an earpiece. I like that thought.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I love it. So I don't know. Send us your pictures of wearing alarmist merch, and we will, with your approval, post them.
With your approval, emphasized.
So thank you so much for writing in, and thank you so much, Jack, for being such a loyal listener. We love people like you. We love the Alarmy.
Yeah, and kick butt on those quiz bowls.
Hell yeah. this one's coming from Louis O. Napik. And Louis says, hello, Apple must hate me because I've tried to write a review 3 times about your podcast and it doesn't show up. Anyways, I'm Luis. It might be Luis because it's got an accent. I discovered your podcast this year during lockdown and I've listened since episode 1. I really like how you bring the background of the tragedies so that it's easier to connect to the facts and discussion about it. The guest expert segments are so good and I like how the mood of the episodes is always light. Sometimes I feel like fact checker Chris Googling about something that you're talking about to have a better insight. Mm-hmm. It really makes working more fun listening to you guys in the morning. And let's get to 1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the enthusiasm about getting to 1 million episodes.
Can I ask a question, a clarifying question about 1 million episodes?
Yes.
That's not 1 million alarmist episodes, is it?
Yeah,
are
correct.
You talking about the eeriest episode? Network?
No. 1 million alarmist episodes.
You know, have you done the math on that?
Yes.
We have, okay. But if you want, you should do it again.
It's a long weekend. It's a long
weekend. I think, like thousands of years for you to actually be able to do 1 million episodes.
I don't.
Do the math, Clayton.
We've done over 100 so far,
Because I didn't know what you meant, so I was like, well, surely they must mean like the Eerios Network. So if you do all the shows together, they can get to 1 million. But then I thought, I'll just for fun do the math. And it literally is, it's impossible.
You know, I hate
modern
that kind
medicine.
Of negativity.
Me too. I really do.
It really brings me down. Medicine. And you're making me have an unhappy holiday.
And we just drank a smoothie. Like, I'm going to go for a run later. I drank a smoothie. I'm not going anywhere.
Listen, if you guys want to do that, we can invest in some, like, you know, freeze our bodies, come back, do Let's some episodes, freeze our bodies.
You want breaks is what you're suggesting.
We're going to need multiple. We're going to need a lot of time.
Freeze our body breaks?
Well, because every time you freeze, there's going to be a new advancement in technology, and then eventually we can live a long time. Okay.
You know what I just thought too, and I would be so sad on this day, but if we were to pass this along to somebody, to an alarmist, a new alarmist.
Well, maybe Jack. Maybe Jack's our guy.
It's like the Tonight Show, you know? It's like Jay Leno wasn't always the host of the Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. Somebody came before him. I think his name was John something.
I don't know.
John I don't know. River, I think.
We'll see. I still think we can get it done in a long weekend.
Ow! I mean, okay.
Stop being such a realist.
You know we've already done over 100, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's done.
Just
like,
get
those
to
are
a million.
Done. Like, we don't
just
have to do a million from zero. You understand that, right?
If, let's just say we did one, let's just say we did one episode a day, 365, uh-huh. right? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So my math is I'm dividing a million by 365.
Okay.
Is that the right math? That's 2,739 years.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's the problem? So let's do five episodes. You're saying we have to do five episodes
this is
a day?
Okay. So we can do the math. This is going to be a long day. Get ready to talk.
It's going to be a long day. It's going to be a lot of work.
Okay. Can you figure out what's a more a better goal?
What's a better pace?
Yeah. What's a better pace?
I think. Okay. Sure.
Just
we're not
do that.
Changing
and I'm
the goal.
Read.
We're not changing
yeah.
the goal.
No, the goal is set. But just let's figure out how many we have to do per day. That's really all it boils down to. Mm-hmm. This is another message while Clayton figures that out. This is a message from our Norwegian Alarmy fan, Nancy, who wrote back and said, "Hi, I just listened to you read my letter on the new mailbag episode. That was so fun and lovely. I loved the way you pronounced the Norwegian names, Rebecca."
Wow. That must feel good for you.
Yeah. That's why I'm reading it. Make sure to tell Chris. I felt so good. I was like, I'm going to read that. Make sure to tell Chris that I do label my poison meticulously while cooking and baking.
Smart.
Oh, phew. I'm a true and alerted Alarmy member. Thanks for including my letter on the show. You guys are wonderful. Norwegian Aww. Alarmy, Nancy.
Well, Nancy, I think it's just so smart. It says a lot that you label your poison. I just think that's a smart move. It's just a smart move.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know Clayton has this sleek kitchen where there are no labels and he knows where everything is.
That's not true. My chemicals under the sink are clearly labeled.
No, but is the flour label? I mean, he's got this sleek, you know, like matte black oil dispenser and
yeah,
he's got
it could
the
be anything.
Flour.
It's not olive oil. It could be
anything.
Anything.
It's true. If a guest were to come to my house, they might be in danger,
die.
But
they
I
might
or,
die.
Or if someone meddles with my stuff, because I know what everything is in those unmarked containers. So that's my vulnerability. But here's the thing: even if I labeled it, someone could come and mess with it and switch it up.
Mm. Ooh,
that's interesting.
That's an interesting.
So you find out if people have cooked with your poison when you find them dead at your house.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, but I mean, the only poison they would cook with is if they decided to use Lysol or Windex, which I would be like, why would you do that? Because that's in a clearly marked bottle.
Hasn't happened yet, but don't let your guard down. That's
don't cook with Windex.
No, do we have a number, Clayton, yet that is more reasonable?
I'm
for
just
us?
Like, I don't know if I'm doing the math. I'm not a good math. You know, this is not a math podcast.
The fact that you're struggling with it says a lot. I think it's, look, we can't know. We can't know.
I mean, like, does this check out to you? Like, if we were going to do 10 episodes a day, I would do 10 times 365 and then divide that number by a million, right? And that's how
yeah,
many.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Yep.
So let's do that. So that's 3,650 yes. episodes a year, right?
Yeah.
So
you're gonna be
that would take...
You're going to be in the 200 range.
That would take us 273 or almost 274 right. years.
Way
doing
more
10
attainable.
Episodes a day.
Way more attainable.
Okay. And I don't think realistically you could do more than 10 episodes a day because there's work
20.
On the front
you could
and back
do 20.
End.
We're going to have to cut it. We're going to have to do 20.
Then we have to have a team doing all the... We're just like pig or cows connected to the little milking machine. We're just vomiting words and everybody else is... producing the product, right?
Yeah. Hook that's what we're going to have to do.
Moo, moo, baby. Hook me
him up.
Well, with that, you know, hopefully we'll attain our goal. And the best way that you can help us attain this goal is you can support us on the Acast feature. And it's, you know, that money goes to helping us buy microphones and all that stuff. And just kind of keeping the microphones on.
We have a pile of 100 microphones. We only buy microphones.
Every time. You can also rate, review, subscribe to our show. That's a great way to support us as well. In fact, you can do both. That's the beauty of it. And it is the holiday season, and all we want for Christmas is at least a nice review. You know, let's see if we can bump up those review numbers so that we are one of the top podcasts on Apple Podcasts. Why not? Think big. So we're so grateful for all of you guys. Happy holidays from me, from Clayton, from Chris, and everyone here at The Alarmist. We love you and thank you for your support. Keep on sending us those messages. It's good to know what you're thinking. And tune in next week. We're going to be discussing the chaotic birth of baby Jesus.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.